Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat your meal for life, baby.
What up, what up? Welcome back to the Bad Podcast. We up in here. Brr, 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 brr. I gotta get my board together, man. So get some air horns and everything in here with my brother Brad. What's going on, my friend?
Yes, sir. Hey, baby, it's Monday morning, bright and early. Today's one of those days that you just have the extra energy. You got that alacrity for life, that enthusiasm, man. So today I'm ready to bring it. I'm ready to talk about surrounding yourself with the right people.
Yeah, man, we got a really good topic for you guys, man. Before we get into it, man, I have to pause, man, and shout out my brother Brad, man. He just knocked out his first trade class.
Hey.
I have to give him a shout out for that. I didn't run with you today, man. Me and my wife were watching on the phone. We was on the couch, but we was rooting you on, man.
Appreciate it, man. It felt good. There's always room for improvement, just like there is in anything in life. But I felt good out there, man. I'm excited to see where this eager to run goes.
Yeah, man. No, super dope. Super proud of you, man.
Thanks,
and
man.
It really goes along with what you preach. You know, it shows that you are really practicing what you preach. You're stepping out into something new. You're always telling us to do the same thing, man. So I just want to make sure I big up you on that, man.
Yeah, appreciate you, Dwayne.
Yeah, man, no doubt. So before we get into it, also, if you're listening, take your phone out. If you're listening to your podcast, screenshot that player, man. Put it in your stories and tag us. Tag me, tag Bragg, tag E2M. Make sure you get the word out about this podcast, man, because we bringing some smoke, man. The more me and B get behind this microphone, it gets tighter and tighter.
Hey, baby.
Yes, sir. So I'm super excited, man. So, Brad, I'm going to let you start it off, man. Let's get into the topic, man. What are we talking about tonight?
Yeah. So I briefly touched on, I want to talk about just surrounding yourself with positive people. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of this podcast, Dwayne, we like to relate the content that we deliver to our lives, right?
Yep.
So today, and I very rarely go to the grocery store because number one, I'm like a local celebrity. So when I go to Walmart, man, it's like, hey, there's Brad. And it's like, oh man, you know, and I love seeing people. I do. If somebody's listening and they are a local to my area and you see me out and about, please come up and say hi to me.
Right.
But honestly, I just don't enjoy going to the grocery store as it is, but
sure.
And you'll start to see that more and more. But anyways, I was at Walmart and I very rarely go to the grocery store, but I witnessed a mother and a son. They were checking out at Walmart. Mm-hmm. And the mother was berating the cashier over something. I don't know if it was a discount. I have no idea what it was about. But this kid was watching mom and the mom was just all out screaming at this cashier. And then all of a sudden, like, I'm watching this thing transpire, and then all of a sudden the kid starts yelling at the cashier, and wow. I'm like mind blown, right? I'm like, yeah. Mind blown. And when I saw this, I mean, it's one of those things that we already know, but when I saw this, I thought to myself, we become who we surround ourselves with. You know, if you're surrounded by toxic people, you're gonna become toxic.
Legit.
Toxic. If you're surrounded by successful people or positive people, guess what? You're going to become successful or positive. And there's that old quote, and I think we've actually used it on this podcast. If you want to become a millionaire, you hang out with four millionaires, you're probably going to become that fifth millionaire, mm-hmm. right? And if you want to be a positive person, or you want to just be, you know, you have that alacrity for life, you know. And if you don't know what alacrity means, man, I've been punching on the alacrity boy for quite some time. So go look up that word. I'm not going to dive in on that, man. But if you want that enthusiasm for life, you have to start insulating yourself. You got to start surrounding yourself with people that are going to support you in whatever you are driven to obtain in life, you know.
Sure. Yeah, no, that's legit. And the funny thing about that, man, is you have to be intentional, because 100%. You're actually in a lot of cases you will be in places that may not be positive. Mm-hmm. You know, you will be your original circles might not be the right original, you know, might not be the right circles, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because I think about with me, man, and how growing up, you know, my, you know, friends and cousins that I grew up with, and you know, they went a different direction. Mm-hmm. And instead of staying with that group, you know, I went and found a different group, you know. Mm-hmm. And then even while over there, I pulled some of those folks with me, man. I remember one of my best friends now, Patrick Bell, shout out to him. He's actually an E2Mer. Oh, nice. He was he used to hang with these two other brothers, man, that they just had a bad rap, man. They were just always in trouble, always at, you know, principal's office. Mm-hmm. And I was like, P, man, come hang with me, you know, change your circle, man.
Yeah.
And you know, God rest one of them, man. One of the other guys, you know, died in a car crash, man, you know, running from the police. The other guy in prison, you know, and my man Patrick, man, he's a successful businessman, you know, driving trucks. But it's just all about being intentional on changing that circle, man. And I know we're going to get into a little bit deeper, mm-hmm. but I just wanted to kind of talk about, you know, just sometimes that original circle is not the one, man. So you have to be intentional.
You're exactly right, Dwayne. And you know, I'm going to bounce off that change your circle. I heard a quote one time, change your friends or change your friends. And that one kind of hit me deep because like my friends are my, like they're my family, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to transition their mindsets into where I'm at in life. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's hard to explain somebody from the outside looking in like, hey, this is how you thrive. This is how you excel. This is how you advance in life. So I'm trying to change my friends in that element, mm-hmm. because I don't want to change my friends, but change your friends or change your friends. We're naturally surrounded by people that bring us down. We're naturally surrounded by people that doubt our abilities. And you know, the thing is, you know, we're fitness guys. You know, we talked about that a little bit last week, and mm-hmm. and you know, so this is fitness related, and we're all about setting goals and taking those next steps in life and trying to reach the pinnacles of our fitness game. And a lot of the people in our lives, friends, families, mm-hmm. coworkers, mm-hmm. they're going to laugh at our goals, man.
Yep.
And the reason is and they may not doubt your ability at all. The reason that they're laughing at your goals, the reason that they're kind of smirking behind the scenes is because they don't have the mental or physical capacity to comprehend your pursuit. They don't, they have no idea where you want to go in life. They have no idea how to get on your level. And mm-hmm. a lot of times that's why people are kind of, you know, they're trying to pull you down to their level because they don't think that they can get to your level.
Yep.
And that's something, man, you got to just absolutely cut out of your life. You know, change your friends or change your friends.
Mm, yeah, no, that reminds me of a reel. You know, it was a Jay-Z interview, but they made it a reel. He's talking about his uncle, you know, that told him he'll never sell a million records. You know, he's like, I sold a million records a million times. You know, pretty much what he was saying was his uncle tried to put his limitation on mm-hmm. him, you mm-hmm. know, like his uncle tried to take what he was scared of, his fears, and put it on his nephew, you know. And that's mm-hmm. the same thing, like you said, with people that don't understand where we're trying to get to and our vision and our dream, and they try to limit you from what they can see, you know, mm-hmm. not from what you're capable of or what you can do, man. And you know, I'm similar to you. A lot of my friends are family, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up with a lot of cousins. My dad, you know, has seven brothers, seven sisters. So I got, you know, hundreds of cousins. Mm-hmm. A lot of them in E2M. I keep recruiting them.
shout out to Dwayne's fam up in the house.
Yeah, man. We take it over. But no, so, and that's the thing. A lot of, and that's part of it. Me bringing them into E2M is my attempt to bring them mm-hmm. to a different circle, bring them to a different place so that they can, you know, continue to thrive and grow. Because what we learn, man, and I've definitely learned this in the last year with fitness, man. When you start to get fitness right, man, other stuff in your life, man, just start to just go in a better direction. You know, you're eating your business decisions, you know, your family, you know, all of that stuff starts to change whenever you start to really take your mm-hmm. your fitness serious. And I want to touch on this before I throw it back to you.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, it's funny, you know, because I'm an audio learner, man. I don't forget anything that I hear. And, you know, we were talking about, you know, I remember when you talked about your brother running and you was like, you laughed to him, you know, you put your limitation on uh-huh. him.
Yeah.
You know, he ran. He was like, oh, man, ain't no way. And then look at you try triathlon and Ironman. And I just thought that was funny, man, because that you were doing that to him. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, you kind of receiving it on the other end.
Well, Dwayne, I want to touch on that real quick while you brought that point up. So I was in a space in my life where I couldn't comprehend what my brother was trying to attempt, you know? Mm-hmm. So he signed up for the Buffalo Half Marathon. And at the time, I don't even know if I knew the distance of a half marathon. I'm like, what's a half marathon? He's right. 13.1 miles. I'm like, you have to run 13.1 miles.
Right.
Yeah. You know? And I'm like, where do you do something like that? Like that was just out of my realm. Like that was I had no idea what a half marathon was. And he told me that. And I'm like, dude, that's for the cream of the crop, man. Like that's for the next level. And he's like, no, I think I'm going to do it. And you know, that just goes with that prep, rep, repeat mentality, yep. you know, that yep. we talk about so often. You know, he prepped, mm-hmm. he repped. And then once he hit a milestone, he repeated and he kept on mm-hmm. doing that and kept on doing that. And I don't know if he ever like cut me out of the circle or if he ever cut me out of the plan. But you know, that's that one thing that, you know, I was that weight that was holding him back. It's hard enough for us to stay positive and stay driven on our goals as it is. But if you have a weight, like I was to my brother, like that's something that you need to cut out of your life. But my brother ended up running that half marathon, and it just opened up a whole new world to me and my family. Mm-hmm. My wife and I ran that half marathon the following year. Wow. My sister ran a full the following year. My brother ran a couple of full marathons since. I've obviously done the Ironman, and I'm planning on signing up for a couple of halves this upcoming year. But he just opened our eyes to a complete new world of possibility. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, if he would have listened to me, if he would have been like, oh, you know what? Yeah, you're right, Brad. You're right. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd be standing in front of the screen right now, to be honest, because my brother is the one that set me up for long distance running and kind of introduced me a little bit further into that fitness industry. So if my brother's listening, man, shout out to you, Brian, because I don't know, man, if I'd be in these shoes, man, if it wasn't for my brother. My brother's paved the way. Do you know my brother walked from Mexico to Canada?
What?
Yeah, man. He did the
like some Forrest Gump type thing, man.
I just felt like running, man. World peace? What are you doing, Matt? So my brother, another dream for him was to walk the Pacific Crest Trail, and he walked from the border of Mexico to the border of Canada. I think in 2000. Oh man, he's gonna hate me. 2018, I think it was.
Wow.
And my brother has defined like all odds in my family. He's been on every continent except for Antarctica. Mm-hmm. He's done some just amazing things in life, and he's sort of paved the way for the rest of my family. Like, hey, anything's possible. All right, you just have to believe and cut out all that negativity in your life.
Right.
Yeah, and like I said, man, if he would have taken my advice over the years, I don't know if he would have done some of the amazing things that he did, and I don't know if I would, like I said, I don't know if I would be in front of the screen with you right now, Dwayne. So no, shout out to my brother Brian, man.
Shout out to B. We appreciate you, man.
there's probably 100,000 people that are thankful for my brother because in turn they got a little bit of Uncle Bradley.
There you go. Yeah. You know, legit, man. And kind of running with what you're talking about, man, how he shut off the negativity. You know, a lot of times that's us. Like, even if it's not from the outside, it's internal. You know, I'm still in one of your bullet points. You know, it's like 80% of your thoughts sometimes are negative.
You know?
And when that happens, you have to learn how to shut that off and how to – you know, so and for me, it's a suppression. Like, I think I'm really good at suppression. Like, I could have been a soldier. Like, I can take something and just bury it, you know, because if I don't, then I'll be anxious, you know. So you have to find a way. And here's the beautiful thing. Fitness is a great way to help block negativity because you get blood pumping, endorphins, and, you know, just make an attempt to do something, man. It starts to change your thought patterns and your ways, and it puts you in a positive mindset, man. So what do you want to say to expand on that?
Well, I was going to piggyback off what you said about the 80% thing. I read a stat the other day that you have 70,000 thoughts in one day, 70,000 thoughts in one day. And like you said, 80% of those thoughts are negative thoughts. Mm-hmm. And that's just an amazing stat to me. And then the other stat that I was reading is 95% of those thoughts our repetitive thoughts from the previous day. So we're creatures of habit. You and me and everybody, we're creatures of habit. So what we need to start doing is we need to rep those positive vibes. We need to rep those positive things that will, like you said, increase endorphins and just have that energy and have that alacrity for life. And then in turn, maybe the following day, out of those 70,000 thoughts, maybe only 70% or maybe only 65%. We got to start decreasing that percentage, reduce that percentage of negative thoughts. We need more cheerleaders in our lives. We need more motivators in our lives. All right, we need to do things that are going to increase our mood, working out, like you said, being outside, being in touch with the nature, nature. You know, getting water and putting good things in our bodies. You know, like you said, a lot of that is internal. A lot of that's internal. What are we putting in our bodies? Are we putting junk in our bodies? Well, you're probably going to feel like junk. But if you're putting green beans in your body, you're putting some chicken in your body, you're putting some almonds, some spinach, some good things in your body, guess what? That's going to increase your mood. That's going to improve your way of life and how you go through your everyday life. Now I could go on and on and on about all this, man. And, like I'm you know how when you get on a soapbox, man, and you just can't the momentum's just taking you. And I'm trying to slow myself down because I know we're starting to get to the end of things, so I'm trying to slow things down. But
bro, man, we're
talk about this all day long.
Hey, we can make it a two-parter, man. We're good, man.
Part two rolling up.
No, that's legit, man. What I love about just this whole conversation is something you can apply right away, you know? And I think the biggest part is assessing where you are, you know, seeing where you are mentally, seeing where you are, you know, assessing those thoughts, you know, and documenting them, you know, writing down, you know, goals. And if you think something is negative or people are negative or, you know, or whatever, identifying those things, man, and really trying to make an effort to change or to adjust or whatever, man. So I think this is really good and applicable for our listeners. I think they would definitely appreciate this kind of conversation.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of an extremist in everything that I do. And
no way.
I'm all in, baby. Tap in, max out. But one of the things that I've almost eliminated in my life is like just negative news, negative things that are going to bring me down. Horror movies, Dwayne. I've almost cut out all horror movies out of my life because like if you have that just that feeling of angst or that feeling of like stress, like it's going to be a snowball effect of all the negative thoughts that you had in the day and all of those things that kind of brought you down in a day. That's just going to let that stuff rise up and eventually it's going to implode. You're going to implode.
So, I mean, I kind of did that. I mean, I don't even know if it's intentional or not, but like, I don't watch the news, you know, people give me a hard time. Cause I don't watch the news, man. Cause it's nothing but like bad, like
just,
bad mood, bad stuff, you know. You know, I control my news intake, you know. I pick and choose with
100,
you know, articles or blogs or whatever. I don't sit in front of that screen and just let them tell me the stories, man.
I don't get involved with the politics and all that stuff, and I won't even dive in on that because I being in our shoes, Dwayne, being in our platform, like we don't really have a place to say one thing or another or agree with one way or another. And I really don't have a say one way or another because does it directly impact my life? No. So cut it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boom. Done.
Yeah, boom. Man. It's a lot of unnecessary, you know, unnecessary stress, unnecessary, you know, worry, unnecessary, you know, just feelings or whatever. So no, I totally get you on that, bro. That's horror movies. My wife, she likes horror movies. I mean, I watch it because of her. Like I'm good. Like I don't have to, but you know, if she wants to, then I'm okay.
Dwayne, we're in the same boat there because my wife likes like a good horror movie. I'm all about the old school screamers like the Freddy's, the Jason's, the Michael Myers. My favorite movie of all time is Jaws. I don't know if you consider that a horror movie, but I'm all about the old school, like the vintage stuff. But my wife's kind of like your wife where she likes the traditional horror, I guess you can say. But I just I don't like that angst anymore. I got to keep my energy level up. I can't be hiding behind the blankets and like tensed up and all that, man. That's for the old Bradley.
I feel you, man. Look, so my secret to dealing with that is try to anticipate the shock moment. You know, when it gets really, really quiet, yeah, I'd be like, chin. Because I know it's coming, you know, like something's about to happen. So I always do that, man. So
that's about the time I go get popcorn. I'm like, all right, I'll be right back. Anybody need anything?
I love it, man. I love it. Yeah. But listen, bro, this has been good. Another great episode. Any closing words you want to say, man, before I do my last couple of public service stuff?
Yeah, I always like to end on some kind of nugget, and today's nugget's this: we become our insulation. So start encircling yourself with people you aspire to be like.
Yes, sir. I love it. Insulation. And, you know, it was cold here a couple of weeks ago, and our pipes needed some insulation. I get that.
I don't know if you know what cold is, Dwayne.
I don't.
Come up here for January, baby.
No, thank you. No, thank you. I think we're up there in like April or somewhere. Yeah,
June, July, August.
There you go. I'll be up there then. So,
yes, sir.
Anyway, man. So thank you guys for tuning in to The Bad Podcast, man. We're super excited about this project and what we're doing here. Make sure you share, tell people, like, subscribe, post, repost, all the things, man, because we really want to get this out. We think we got a really strong message, and we want to encourage you. We want to motivate you. We want to inspire you, and we want to get you up and running, man. So until next time, you guys, we out of here. Yeah.